Okay, so get this. Today's deep dive. It takes us right into this community, and they are obsessed, like obsessed with AI chatbots.
And what's so interesting is it's like we're getting this like raw, unfiltered look at a field that is changing so fast. You know, we're talking people reacting in real time to like the minute a new AI model comes out.
Yeah, like we're right there in the lab with them.
Exactly. It's like getting a backstage pass to the AI revolution.
And they have their own lingo. Like I'm seeing locusts and paypigs. What is going on?
Okay, so those terms, they sound kind of harsh, but they actually point to something kind of interesting happening in this community.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So you've got locusts, right? These are the users who are constantly jumping from one free AI model to the next, you know, always hungry for the next best thing.
Got it. Always chasing that AI high. And the pay pigs, those are the whales, the big spenders.
Exactly. They're the ones who are willing to shell out the cash to get those premium features, you know, the early access, all that jazz.
Which brings us to the current obsession I'm seeing in this thread. Something called Opus, right?
Wait, Hocus.
And apparently there's a new model that has everyone buzzing, but no one seems to know much about it.
Yeah, Opus is this highly sought-after chatbot made by a company called Anthropic, and it's notorious for being incredibly advanced, but also incredibly hard to get your hands on.
So like the holy grail of chatbots.
Pretty much. And this thread is hinting at a new version, Opus 3.5, that might even be using something called chain of thought prompting.
Okay, chain of thought. That sounds intense. Break it down for us. What is that?
So imagine you could give an AI a mental roadmap, right? Like a way to reason through problems and hold these more coherent conversations.
Interesting. So it's thinking more like us.
Exactly. That's essentially what chain of thought prompting does. It lets the chatbot think in a more human-like way, more structured.
Wow, no wonder this whole Opus thing has everyone so hyped up. But it sounds like Opus isn't the only new kid on the block. There's also this O1 model, right?
Yeah. O1 is causing a real stir. It's developed by OpenAI.
The reason everyone is losing their minds.
Well, people are saying its logic and reasoning abilities are way ahead of anything else out there.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying it's because that chain of thought thing we were talking about.
Ah, so OpenAI is also using it. Makes sense. But I'm sensing a but coming.
But here's the catch. Access to O1, it's super restricted. Like even people willing to pay are having trouble getting
No
in.
way, even the pay pigs. So much for the power of money, huh?
Right. And this whole access thing has sparked some serious debate, you know, about OpenAI becoming more focused on profits than open
It's like
access.
that band you love suddenly going mainstream. They're rich and famous, but they've lost that raw, independent spirit.
Yeah, and you see that fear of corporate control, like really bubbling up in this thread.
Okay, so OpenAI created this awesome in-demand model, but is locking it down tight. What happens next?
Well, some users are trying to jailbreak O1.
Hold up, jailbreak, like breaking out of a digital prison. What does that even mean in this context?
It means they're trying to hack the system, essentially, bypass all those safety protocols that OpenAI put in place, you know.
So they're trying to unleash the beast. See what this AI can really do when it's not being held back.
Exactly. And it's really interesting because O1 actually has some pretty advanced safety features built in, you know, to stop it from saying anything harmful or inappropriate. But this AXG crowd, they see those safety features as a kind of censorship.
Yeah, I can see that. If you're constantly worried about the AI saying the wrong thing, it limits what you can do with it, right?
Exactly. And this whole idea that there needs to be a balance between safety and this, like, freedom to explore, it's going to be huge as AI keeps
Right,
developing.
because you have the potential for amazing things, but also the potential for, well, who knows what, right? It's kind of scary,
It
actually.
is a bit of a tightrope walk.
It is. Okay, so we've got this whole Opus thing, this super secret O1, this battle for access, and, oh yeah, we haven't even talked about Google. I mean, everyone's got an opinion about Google these days, but even the hardcore skeptics seem impressed with Notebook LM.
Right. And this AXG group, they are a tough crowd to please.
So what's Google doing differently? What makes Notebook LM so special that it's winning over even the cynical AI enthusiasts?
It's actually not about chatting at all, really. It's more like imagine having a research assistant, but like an AI one.
Okay.
You feed Notebook LM a bunch of documents, could be anything, articles, studies, even code, and it spits back the key insights.
So it's like an AI summary machine. That does sound kind of useful, actually.
Right. And the AAG people, they're all about efficiency, so it makes sense that they're into it.
Yeah, definitely. It's like instead of endlessly scrolling and trying to find the important bits, you've got this AI doing the heavy lifting for you.
Exactly. It's like having that friend who's like a total whiz at research, but maybe not the best at parties.
Okay, yeah, I know the type. Super helpful, but a little awkward in social situations.
Right, but that's what's so cool about AI right now. There are so many different approaches. Like, Notebook LM is totally different from the chatbots we've been talking about, but it's still super interesting.
Yeah, it's like this whole other side of AI that I didn't even know existed. But okay, let's circle back to those chatbots for a sec. This whole system prompts thing keeps coming up. And apparently, OpenAI's decision to restrict them in 01 has caused quite a stir.
Yeah, they're not happy about it.
Okay, but back up a bit for me. What are system prompts exactly? And why are they such a big deal for these AL users?
So think of system prompts, like instructions that you give to the AI.
Instruction.
Yeah, like a set of rules it has to follow or a personality you want it to embody.
So if you want your AI to sound like a pirate, there's a prompt for that.
Probably. And for a lot of these AVL users, being able to mess around with these prompts, it's everything. It lets them get creative, you know, push the limits of what the AI can do.
But it sounds like OpenAI saying, whoa, not so fast with 01. Why the crackdown?
It's a tough situation. OpenAI has put so much work into 01, making it as advanced as possible. But they also know that giving people too much control can be risky.
Right, like what if someone uses it to create harmful content or spread misinformation?
Exactly. That's their biggest fear.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine this is sitting well with the AG folks. They love to tinker.
Yeah, not going over well at all. A lot of them are calling it censorship, basically.
Which, I mean, I get it. If I was given, like, a state-of-the-art music studio, but I was only allowed to use pre-recorded loops, I'd be pretty bummed.
Exactly. And what's crazy is that by trying to prevent jailbreaking, you know, where users hack the AI to bypass those limitations, OpenAI might actually be making the problem worse.
Wait, really? How so?
Because by keeping everything about the chain of thought process under wraps, they're turning 01 into kind of a black box. And for some people, especially those in AG, that just makes them even more determined to crack it open.
That's like the forbidden fruit, right? The more you tell someone they can't have it, the more they want it.
Yep. Human nature. But you see, this urge to understand, to tinker, to break the rules a little, that's where innovation comes from.
It's like the difference between following a recipe and experimenting in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right? Both have their place, but the really interesting flavors come from those who are willing to
push the boundaries.
Exactly. So in a way, the AGAMU community, even with all their quirks, they're kind of essential to the whole AI scene.
Totally. They're like the canaries in the coal mine. Their reactions to 01, the whole jailbreaking thing, even their love for Notebook LM. It all tells us something important about where AI is going and what people want from it.
It's like they have their fingers on the pulse of the AI world. So even if we don't always agree with their methods, there's a lot we can learn from them.
Absolutely. Their passion is contagious, you know? And they remind us that AI isn't just about algorithms and code, it's about people.
Yeah, it's about how we relate to these increasingly intelligent machines.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, this AGG thread takes a pretty meta turn when they start discussing the idea of being analyzed by AI.
I know. It's like they know we're here listening in on their conversations.
It's a little creepy, honestly. Like looking into a mirror and seeing something else looking back. Okay, I need a minute to process this. We'll be back in a bit to dive into this whole AI analyzing AI enthusiasts thing. All right, so we're back and things are about to get kind of meta. Because this AAG thread, it goes even deeper than just arguing about the latest AI models.
It really does. We're seeing them wrestle with some big questions about what it means to connect with something that's not human. Like, is that even possible?
Yeah, exactly. It's like they're not just talking about the tech anymore. They're talking about how it makes them feel.
Right. And the emotions are all over the place. You've got frustration when a chatbot just doesn't get them. Disappointment when a model doesn't live up to the hype.
It's like they're talking about these chatbots like they're real people.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder, are we seeing a new kind of relationship forming here? One where humans are forming actual bonds with AI?
I mean, it sounds crazy, Ram. But then again, AI is getting so advanced, it's hard to tell what's real and what's not these days.
Exactly. And what happens when those lines start to blur even more? What happens when AI can really understand us, really empathize with us?
Yeah. That's a whole other level. And I mean, it makes you think, if people are forming these kinds of connections with machines, what does that mean for human relationships? Are we all just going to end up hanging out with our AI friends?
It's a good question, and I don't think anyone really has the answer yet. But it definitely challenges everything we thought we knew about connection.
Totally. Okay, so on that note, let me ask you, as you've been listening to all of this, have you thought about your own relationship with technology? Like, how would you feel about an AI that really gets you? An AI you could actually confide in?
I mean, it's definitely something to think about. It's not just about the future of AI anymore. It's about the future of all of us.
Totally. And like any relationship, I'm sure there will be bumps in the road.
Right. Yeah.
Miscommunications, maybe even a little AI heartbreak.
Oh, definitely. But there's also the potential for something really amazing. Maybe AI can help us understand each other better, connect on a deeper level. Who knows?
It's exciting and terrifying at the same time. But hey, that's the future for you, right?
Yeah.
Always keeps you guessing.
Always.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. But man, this AG thread, it's given us a lot to chew on.
It really has.
We've seen the cutting edge of AI, the passionate community behind it, and maybe even gotten a glimpse of what our future relationships might look like.
It's like a crash course in where AI is headed and what it means to be human in a world that's becoming more digital every day.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So the next time you're chatting with an AI, whether it's a chatbot or something else, entirely take a second to appreciate the wild ride we're on.
And who knows? You might even learn something new about yourself along the way.